This is an ABC podcast.
Hello and welcome to CoronaCast Pacific. I'm Sonia DeMasi. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, nurses across the Pacific have been among the most important and most affected workers in their communities. I'm joined now by Michael Larui, National Director of Nursing in the Solomon Islands Ministry of Health.
Honestly, we are really not prepared for this type of situation, and therefore it has affected so many of our nurses, especially when we now have community transmission and the nurses themselves are now becoming sick, and that has impacted a lot on service provision, both at the hospital and also at the rural health and urban health facilities.
Given the nurses' experience, how are people in Solomon Islands responding to the encouragement to become vaccinated and also the other public health measures?
The vaccination coverage in the country is currently quite low. When the campaign for vaccination rollout started, the response was very low. Not until now, when we have the community transmission, the number of people coming in for vaccination now has sharply increased.
What would you say to people in Solomon Islands who were still reluctant to come and get vaccinated?
There are so many reasons behind people not wanting to get vaccinated. Some are religious reasons, some personal, and some health reasons. We need to talk more and explain more to the people to be clear and also to have good information that will convince them. The message about the importance of vaccination is something that really needs to be strengthened and improved. And I hope that if we do that, we will continue to see increasing number of people coming in for vaccination.
Are your nurses finding that people are also doing the other public health measures that are recommended to help stop the spread of COVID? For example, like public distancing and wearing masks and so on.
We've seen that a lot of people are putting on masks. Mask is good. The issue that we seem to be seeing here is there is still a lot of overcrowding. People crowding in, sitting around, telling stories. And then people are not limiting movements. People are still going all over the city, in the towns, and some in the villages. They're going from village to village. It's not really changing. Some people do not have masks, but at least you will see them tying some, clothes around their nose and something like that. So the issue of overcrowding and, not limiting movements and lack of social distancing is an issue.
Michael, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you wanted to tell me about what's happening in Solomon Islands before we finish?
Yeah, I think the number of nurses that, are becoming ill, continues to increase. And so my message to my nurses is, they need to look after themselves. They need to be very serious about how they interact with patients and handle, medications and handle other stuff in the hospital, making sure that we limit the transmission. I know it is very difficult, but we just need to look after ourselves. And I know there are a lot of some comments coming in from the public that that there are not enough health workers to attend to them, individually, to the relatives. But people need to understand that in this situation, we are really, the nursing workforce is now stretched. And we're trying our very best to ensure that, nurses at least are available for shifts or available in the health centers. We're trying to ensure that health centers are not, are not closed for other services. But these are challenges. But we hope that we will continue to provide the much-needed services that are needed by the people. And we hope that our nurses will continue to work whilst we, ensure that people are present, nurses are present at the shifts and also in the health centres.
And that was Michael Larui, National Director of Nursing in Solomon Islands. I'm Sonia DeMasi, and you've been listening to CoronaCast Pacific.